Triple M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
It's that time of night, guys. A content warning must be told after 9 o'clock. And apologies if you are in Sydney, you just dropped out. We're back, guys. We're back live.
Had a couple of glitches. We fixed them right up, and there is no issues here.
Absolutely not.
Not going to mention at 9:30 because I'm grossed out by it, Tom.
Snot spots. Where do you hide your snot?
Cannot believe we're going to broadcast that across the country. So that can wait till 9:30. Right now, we're going to get stuck in here with something that could be quite rare. Here it is on 133353. Have you chosen a life of no wanking? I say wanking, obviously masturbation. I think we're more looking at blokes.
Now you say that though, Ollie, I would like to hear the reasons why women don't masturbate as well.
Totally. That's almost for me a different question though. But by all means, open to both genders if you have chosen a life without wanking. Keen to hear why. I just think for guys, it's a more intriguing question because...
It's so perfunctory. You just do it every night, you know?
Perfunctory. Well, it shouldn't be perfunctory, mate. It's sad, isn't it? Should be fun. Should be enjoyable.
All right, hurry up.
But if that's not the case, that's all right for you. Cool. But basically, yeah, I'm intrigued. I knew a guy back in the day, a few years ago. I haven't seen him for a while. But he was quite famous in our friendship group for being like, yeah, I just haven't done it. I don't really want to do it. He'd had sex, but didn't wank.
Wow.
I don't know why. So 133353, I'd love to hear if you have an experience, either yourself or maybe you know someone, a friend or family member, who's chosen a life of no masturbation.
A family member?
Yeah. How about that?
We have questions for you if you do. 133353. It's Tom and Ollie and Triple M. Touch, peel and stand. Days of the New. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
I must stress, a content warning after 9 o'clock. It's only for mature audiences.
Now, this is a question that only a few can answer. On 133353, have you chosen a life of no wanking, no masturbation, for any reason? I mean, it
no
could...
No fapping.
No fapping. Big time, Tom. It could be religious. Sorry. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Could it? It could be that you're
I'd love to hear about that. That is so fascinating.
Yeah. But it could just be not into it. I don't know.
Because, I mean, for you, Ollie, I mean, it's just fat, fat, fat.
Oh, God. Okay. Man, I've got a girlfriend. You're the guy who's bloody single / long distance. So
it's definitely long distance.
Which one are you in? Long distance.
Long distance relationship, buddy.
You'd be fapping everyone. You already told us you're in a fap rut.
Don't bring us down.
You're in a rut.
Fap talk,
you told
mate,
us you're in a rut.
On.
You can't help it. After work each night, you can't help but
go home.
You are just
absolutely just. We were trying to have a mature conversation. You brought this.
No.
You brought this down.
How long have you gone without wanking?
I've recently done a period of 2 weeks, which was difficult for me.
2 weeks, though, that's nothing.
I know, but it was difficult. It was like I saw an actual change in mood and everything.
Really?
Absolutely.
Better mood?
No, worse.
Oh, God.
Frustrated.
That is full on, isn't it?
How about yourself?
2 weeks, for me, that's actually nothing because not by choice, but I was forced to, in India, do like 6 weeks straight.
Oh, yeah, then you had the accident, didn't you?
Yeah, I did have a bad moment in a bedroom.
What's that, a wet dream with four people? David on 133353, what do you reckon about this? Have you chosen a life of no wanking?
Oh, well, I wouldn't actually say it was myself. You're probably not going to believe me, but one of my mates told me the story.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. It's called Blastoising, so it refers to Pokemon, and you guys would know Blastoise from Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. Of course. I was always Pokemon Blue. I went Squirtle.
I'm more of a Charizard kind of guy. But what's the Blastoise reference?
Okay, so what you do is you don't have a wank for a full month. And then when you do, well, you don't actually have a wank. You're supposed to go get with your missus. And when you do after a full month of not doing it, you Blastoise all over. And it's just supposed to be this, I don't know how far you can go, this massive load you could take it to town.
All right, well, I won't comment on the lady involved, but you're definitely right in that if you do, you know, hold out for a long time.
And how was your mate? Did he?
I don't know. He said it was rough as. Like, I don't know if I believe him because he was the kind of guy that would probably do it every day. But he's like, no, I'm not going to do it for a month.
You're right.
Do you reckon you'd take on this challenge, David? Have you ever gone for an extended period of time without the self pleasure?
I don't know. Maybe if I stay at my mum's or something, but I live out of home now, so.
Pretty free to do it as you like.
Yeah, pretty much. Just do it whenever I want.
133353, of course, a content warning for after 9 o'clock. We're asking, have you chosen a life of no masturbation? We'll jump into Luke on 133353. Luke, how about yourself? Have you, is it yourself or a mate? Who's done the no wanking?
It's actually my best mate.
Oh, okay.
He's set his 2017 New Year's resolution. Oh, not masturbate.
Wow.
And he's successfully gone the whole year so far.
Are you so he's deciding in 2017 he's not going to masturbate?
Yeah.
And has he got a girlfriend or a partner or a boyfriend?
No, he doesn't.
No, wow. So single man, and he's just holding it all in.
18 years old. Like
18. Prime of his life in terms of production of semen, you'd have to imagine.
That's it. He's trying to stay pure whilst he can.
Well, yeah, what's his reasoning?
He didn't know. Just because we're obviously having a few drinks on New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, we're just joking around. He's like, oh, you know what my New Year's resolution is going to be? It's not going to work. I'm like, all right, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Huh.
And
you kind of just said it, and now he's stuck to it.
Yeah, that's it.
Do you reckon he's telling the truth, though, every time he sees you guys?
Oh, yeah, guaranteed. Like, trust him.
Do you reckon do you think he's a different type of person now that he hasn't self-pleasured?
No, like, he's always been, like, a top bloke, like, very genuine. So, like, I feel like it's got nothing to do with it.
Right. It's an extension of who he is. Yep.
Always seen innocent, so, yeah.
All right, if that was me, wow. I would be having some blastoising in my sleep, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah. No war turtle there. No Squirtle. Straight to the third evolution.
It's usually Squirtle for you. 133353. How about you? Have you chosen a life of no masturbation, or maybe you've gone for an extended period of time without doing it? I would also love to hear from women who choose not to masturbate for one reason or another. 133353.
Yeah, well done, Jigglypuff.
It's Naughty After 9, the new one from Royal Blood. It's called Lights Out. It's Tom and Ollie.
Chancy.
Triple M. Lights Out, Royal Blood, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Hey, guess what? In about 10 minutes' time, going to be asking you about your snot spots.
I cannot believe we're going to do that, Tom.
Snot spots.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Content warning.
Yeah.
Mature audiences only.
Have you chosen a life of no wanking? I think this is a far more interesting discussion to have than where you hide your snot. But if you've chosen a life of no wanking, I think, look, well done to you, because
Can we change it to masturbation? Because I do want to hear from women who don't masturbate. And
sorry.
I want to know reasons behind that. Like, why don't you masturbate?
Yeah, I don't use wanking exclusively. Of course, boys, girls, wanking, masturbation, fingering,
accepted.
Whatever you want to call it.
Oh, I don't think you'd...
What? Just because you've never...
Johnny on 133353, what do you reckon about this one? Have you been through
G'day,
a period?
Mate, how you going?
Yeah, good Johnny.
What do you reckon?
You going? Hey, before I start, shout out to all the boys in Blacktown, lads.
All right, Blacktown?
Yeah,
go Blacktown. Good on you, Johnny.
Anyways, I've got a mate. His New Year's resolution was not to do it, you know, since then.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a bit, but he believes in, like, you know, Jesus and all that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's religion.
And, you know, and like, he reckons it will, what is his sensitivity? You reckon it'll increase his sensitivity and, you know, make his love make it better.
So, but, yeah, what's his overall idea for doing it? What's his reason?
I don't know. I reckon he's full of crap. I reckon it's just all, you know, he reads the Bible and he's like, nah, I can't do it, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, like, nah, he's bloke's a cracker. He bloody has a bender and then goes to church off his nut the next day. He's cooked, mate.
He's devout and he's cooked at the same time.
Yeah, mate. He's a bit cooked, mate.
But how's he go with the ladies or the boys?
Oh, fuck. He does it right, mate, you know?
Yeah, okay. So, generic answer.
God, right. Johnny, you are just a stretch to talk to tonight, aren't you, buddy? Alex on 133353.
Australia. Over in Blacktown, isn't it? Just Australia,
Alex. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Hello.
Hello, Alex.
Well,
do you want to do a shout-out for your local town? Or?
I'm going to give a shout-out to my director who's listening right now.
Oh, cool. Okay. Who's your director?
My director's I don't think I can say his name, but he's directing a show called Wasteland. It's pretty sick.
Oh, cool.
And is that on in Blacktown, or where's that on?
No, it's in Wollongong.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yep. In the Gong. Well, have you chosen a life of no wanking, Alex, or is it someone you know?
Someone I know.
Oh, yeah? What's happened?
Basically, I do a whole lot of theatre down that way. And this guy, right, before 2 weeks before every show, he does not wank. He reckons it makes his performance better.
Really? So he's finding this pent-up energy inside himself, and he's going, I'm going to use this energy on the stage, on the theatre, and be a better thespian.
Yeah, like, I mean, it works for him. Really? I've never seen someone thrust like that.
Wow. That is interesting. Would you think, would you think it would change you, Ollie? Do you think it would change your energy?
Well, probably. I feel like, actually,
we're not getting enough to try.
I think it would. In Albury, Tom, we had a long distance period with me and my girlfriend for a couple of weeks, and I definitely found myself getting a bit pent up. But Alex, do you notice a change in his personality?
I don't spend a lot of time with him outside of the shows to really be able to tell. Mm-hmm. I think he seems a little bit more sort of skittish within the theatre, though, when he does do it, when it is that 2 weeks.
Right. Well, I know that in sport-wise, there's been studies that have been done to show what the effects are of, you know, wanking or no wanking or no sex before sport, and the differences are nothing, really.
Yeah, well, that's why he started doing it, because he read these studies that, you know, say it makes the sports guys perform better.
I have heard that, actually. Yeah, no. Sports people don't like to masturbate before a game.
Guys, are you listening? I just said that. I just said it's not a thing. I just said that the science has proven there's no difference. So thanks for listening, Tom. You suck.
Thanks, Alex. 133353. We've heard about enough men not masturbating. Mm. Let's get some ladies on the phone on 133353. Some ladies. God, I found it sounds sick.
Get a couple of ladies on the phone right now, or okay, gonna play a song, are we?
Oh, we don't have to. I was always thinking more songs are better. Do you want?
Yeah,
to
play a song. Play a song. I'm keen for this song.
We're gonna have to pad now while I get the song back. Holy pad.
Up next, we will hear from a lady, but you can still call up on 133353 if you have chosen a life of no masturbation. Please, pray tell. Por qué? Spanish for why. Why?
133353. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Cover Me, Bruce Springsteen, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Great air guitar, Ollie. Good on you, mate. Hey, Naughty After Nine isn't just for the naughty. In 5 minutes' time, snot spots. It's going to be the gross. It's going to absolutely be intriguing, interesting, and freak us out.
I unsubscribe from that. I am not involved in that in any way.
Look, I'm second guessing as well. 133353. We're asking tonight. Actually, I play this.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Also say content warning that the easily offended shouldn't listen in, but we're asking, have you chosen a life of no masturbation?
Has your hand chosen the celibate life? You could say.
Did you plan that while our producer was getting you water, Ollie? Because you couldn't walk the extra 10 steps to go get yourself water.
Mate, I got to focus on the show because this show is important to me and to a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, how many Facebook posts have you liked tonight? Courtney on 133353, what do you reckon? Have you chosen a life of no masturbation, Courtney?
Hi, guys. Yes, it's actually me.
Okay.
So I am married and I don't know why, but I guess a man's touch is a lot nicer. I don't know how to explain it. It's just a lot better. I've tried it once. It's not really for me.
Yeah.
But men just do it better for some reason. I don't know why.
So
but,
as a younger girl, you tried it?
I've tried it, yeah. It's just not for me, though. I've only had two sexual partners.
Yeah.
But I just find a man's touch is a lot better. You guys just know what you're doing, I guess, girls.
Well, Tom doesn't know what he's doing, but gay guy. But other guys might. Courtney, have you friends who are like this? Have you discussed this with friends?
Yeah, look, a lot of my friends, they're into it. It's something that they enjoy. They feel they do it better. They think that they're a lot better at it. So good on them. Mm. But from a personal point of view, it's not something that I find good when I do it. When someone else does it, that's a lot better.
Do you think most girls do masturbate, Courtney?
A lot do. They do. They're just a little bit more quiet about it. Guys, I guess it's a bit more normal for guys than it is for girls.
Yeah, why is that? That's a strange thing, Courtney, I reckon.
Yeah, I don't know why. I'm not sure. But I guess a lot of girls, it's a bit more conservative. It's a bit more embarrassing. You talk about it with your girlfriends, but as far as it goes.
Right, so the girls do talk about it behind the boys' backs.
Yeah, of course. Locker room talk, you know. Yeah, look, if you've got a long-term partner or you're close to your partner, of course, you talk about it with them.
Yeah.
But that's probably as far as it goes. But look, it is something, it's a personal choice. Look, I know my partner uses his hand quite often. That's something he prefers. It's a guy thing.
Yeah, Courtney, I was going to ask, do you mind if he masturbates?
No, look, it's stupid to think that it's not going to happen. It's normal for a man to do that, yeah? Like, any wife or any partner who thinks that their boyfriend or husband's not doing that, there's obviously something wrong with them.
Tell me because, if I'm being too private here, but
no.
Are there rules around when he can masturbate and when he can't? Do you have those
yes
types of
no.
agreements?
Yes and no. Like, you know, if we're going to be intimate, I don't want you to do it an hour before, and then it's like, you know, I don't get anything.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, it's a normal thing for a man to do. So it's not something that you can sort of be like, well, you can't do that.
Mm.
I guess it's normal for guys, not so much for girls. But I'm quite sure the guy would feel the same if the girl was doing it behind their back sort of thing. So as long as you're sort of open about it, I guess it's not really a problem.
Yeah, because I reckon a lot of guys out there would find that their partner substitutes, you know, the wanking.
Yeah, well, look, you have to.
I know
it's a lot more common for guys. Like, I know that guys are a lot more. It's a very, very common.
Mm.
As for girls, it's not so much. But you have to understand that it's a man thing. Like, it's just something that you need for some reason. It's just something that it's normal.
Thank you for sharing, Courtney. That's amazing. Ali, on your point there, where you think that that having a partner is a substitute for it, I disagree wholeheartedly. I think there's a whole different experience making love with your partner than it is having the solo session on your own. I think it's a completely different experience.
Oh, no, I agree. I'm just saying I reckon there are some people out there, because I've definitely found myself in, you know, maybe periods of months where it's like, yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm not wanking. So I'm just saying I reckon that's common.
Yeah, you're on the wave, though. You know the wave? You're on the wave, mate.
I know you've got a theory, Tom, about some wave of wanking that's just, we haven't got time for that now, so we'll move on. Hannah, have you done this? Have you chosen a life of no masturbation?
Yeah, pretty much never really do it.
And why is that? Do you have a do you think you have a reason why?
Yeah, well, you don't, like, no one else does you better than you. So when you bring someone else into it, it's not as good.
Hannah, but you were just saying that you don't masturbate.
Yeah.
Okay. So who does it better than? A partner or?
No, because no one does you better than you.
Yeah.
So when you bring someone else, like, when you go to have sex, like, it's not as great because
okay.
You do you the best.
Are you saying you don't wank because it'll be too good?
Yeah, well, because I'm better than anyone else.
Oh, so you don't want to get too used to it, so you'd rather have sex and just keep that exciting?
Yeah.
Wow,
that is a very interesting point, Hannah.
You're scared that masturbating could be too much fun and you'd enjoy it too much.
Yeah, well, then I wouldn't be interested in other people.
You're on a masturbation diet, Hannah. That's what you're on. You're not eating all the donuts. You're going, I need to leave donuts for a sometimes food. I'm going to leave masturbation alone at every bloody 7-Eleven store. And I'm going to go and have some broccoli every now and then, which is just regular.
Is that how it feels, Hannah? Is that how it feels?
No, it feels fine.
Great. Thanks, Hannah.
You kind of went on your own tangent there, and you got a bit donut heavy there, Tom, which happens to the best of us.
Up next, it's not the naughty, it's the gross.
Unsubscribe.
133353. Tonight, we're talking about your snot spots.
Please put it in a sentence.
Where do you hide your snot? It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M with Naughty After Nine.
Triple M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
All right, here we go. Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay. It's Dom and Ollie. If you've ever heard this, look at this naughty after nine. Sometimes we just get gross. Sometimes we just get gross.
Now, often we do intelligent, thoughtful, insightful sexual education. Tom, what are you bringing to the table right now? What are you bringing to the table? Because this is all you.
Before I get to it, I just want to hook the podcast because I feel like anywhere past this point, no one's going to listen.
Stop padding.
Head to triplem.com.au or anywhere you get your podcast, just search Tom and Ollie. Okay.
Stop pussyfooting around.
Mate, I'm actually backing out of this. Like, I'm freaking out about this next one. I've said it several times out of my mouth now, and every time I want to sink back into the corner of the room. But basically...
Told you it was gross.
Oh, God. Okay, I want to ask 133353, where do you hide your boogers? Where do you hide your snot?
Okay, Nelson from The Simpsons. What are you in grade five? You gross little pig.
Because I contemplated something on the couch.
Unsubscribe.
I was watching some Netflix on Sunday, and it wasn't a high moment in my life.
Oh, so you want to know where people hide their snot?
I don't anymore. You're on. But yeah, look, 133353. Let's try it.
Where do
you hide your snot? Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Far out. Easy, Faith No More. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
All you, Tom. All you, baby. This is your time to shine.
Content warning.
Come on, ask them what you want to hear.
Content warning after 9 o'clock. Not for the easily offended. That's out of the way. I want to ask on 133353. Your snot spots. Where do you hide your boogers?
This was in the... Give yourself a sound effect. Good on you. This was in the plan for yesterday's show, and then we decided to go, you know what? No, that's just a bit shit. And yet somehow it's back in today's show, and the whole day you're like, yeah, it's going to be great. And now in the moment you're like, what was I thinking?
I'm such an idiot for thinking this.
Now tell us your Netflix story. Where were you going to hide your snot whilst watching Netflix?
133353, though. The phones are definitely still open.
In a packet of chips, maybe.
Watching Netflix, not eating a packet of chips, not in bed. God, even saying the story now, I realise this is a bad idea.
Over to you, mate.
I picked my nose. Why is this more disgusting than people defecating on the floor of a train?
It is. It's low.
That's what we broadcast on this show. Yeah, yet for some reason, you know what? For effort. I was picking my nose and I decided that I was going to eat it. And then I went, no, that's disgusting. And then I thought, you know what? Where do people put their boogers? Where do people put their boogers? Because I went and washed my hands and I washed the booger down the sink. I didn't eat the booger. I didn't eat the booger. I put it down the sink. And look, Ollie, this is what I'm going to say. Sometimes, all right, sometimes I get desperate and sometimes I hide a booger in my snot. A booger in my sock.
That's a real shame, mate. That's a real shame right there, what we just heard. I'm sorry to everyone who heard that rant. But you hide it in your sock, do you? Well, how about that?
Beck.
Yeah.
133353. Thanks for getting involved, Beck.
Is this the worst topic you've ever heard on radio? Where do you hide your snot?
I don't know if it's the worst, but definitely not in my top 10.
Yeah, okay. And yet you've called up.
Yeah, because I do have a funny yet disgusting story of when I was about 15 and going to the movies.
What happened?
Lay it on us.
Well, we were going to see Go. I was far too sick to be out, and my friends were like, come on, let's go. So we were sitting there, the movie started, the lights went down, and I could just feel it. It was just like, there was so much phlegm. It was like Niagara Falls was about to open.
Oh,
and I'm sitting there and I'm stuck and I'm in a full cinema and I'm going, oh my God, what am I going to do? So I just grabbed the curtain that was hanging off the wall and I blew for dear life.
Oh, Beck.
Oh my God.
Did your mate you were with see that?
Yes, she's never let me live it down. This was like 17 years ago, 18 years ago, and she's never let me live it down.
People walking into the cinema going, I didn't know there was a Ghostbusters theme inside the cinema.
I don't get it.
Yeah, for sure. Ectoplasm, it was disgusting.
Oh, mate, Beck, that is absolutely insane. Ectoplasm is what they say in Ghostbusters, Ollie.
I haven't seen it.
It's the godly substance that looks like snot. Right. So if you'd actually watch a movie and know about pop culture, you could have got involved,
yeah,
mate.
All right, keep going with the snot stuff, though. Yeah, Tom.
You know what? Where do you hide your boogers? Is gross. 133353. Sneezing disasters.
We've done sneezing disasters.
No, we did sneezing injuries. Mate, I want to hear about...
Don't you back out. You
awkward
commit,
snot.
You bloody sit there and you commit to what you planned yesterday for yesterday's show. It's now in today's show. Where do you hide your snot?
Where have you blown your nose?
Sure.
Which means that where have you put your snot?
However you
where
spin
have you
it,
hidden
Tom,
your boogers?
It's still the lowest moment for you on radio.
Just and get I'm involved. Just be supportive.
And everyone's here to see you drown.
They're coming in
snot.
In droves. 133353. Thank you for calling and call more. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Fortunate Son, Credence, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
You suck. Get it together.
Just because I'm not feeling the vibe in the room. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
It's not feeling the support that I require.
Mate, there is good vibes. We're about to finish the show. We've got 10 minutes to go. Just keep your head up.
I've got a new closer as well that I want to play for you.
If the vibe's no good, it's because you've chosen to bring to the table Where Do You Hide Your Snot, which is your idea, my friend. So it's over to you to sell that bugger.
It is Naughty After Nine, and I should say that there is a content warning on everything we do after 9 o'clock. Yes, it is a gross one tonight on 133353. Sneezing disasters.
No, don't back away. You wrote on the board, snot spots, which to me was just the lowest moment of my radio career, just seeing it written.
Clint, where's your snot spot?
Oh, I've got to tell the story. I can't tell you where I put it straight away.
Yeah, good call, Clint.
Good. Flesh it out.
Good
so that
talent.
We can really flesh this out till 10 o'clock.
Well, I was in high school, year 7.
Oh, yep.
Teacher hands me over a bottle of paint, says, here, open this up.
Okay.
All right, no worries. Exert a little bit too much pressure. Blew everything out of the nose cavity and it all landed in the top pocket.
What's that got to do with the paint? With the paint tin?
Hang on. Okay, sorry, I got lost there. He passed you the paint tin. Then what happened?
No, the paint bottle, you know, screw cap lid.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, well, she was sealed pretty well.
Yeah.
Paint stuck together.
Yeah.
Well, I've put too much energy to undo the cap.
Yeah.
And it all come. I just blew out my nose. It all come out. Everything. All landed in the top pocket of my school shirt.
That's insane. All of your snot ended in the top pocket of your school shirt.
Yeah, it was a good shot. At least it didn't land on the floor where I had to clean it up.
So the snot spot is in your top pocket.
Yeah.
There's a great song on this radio. It's a great song on this station, Tom, where the chorus goes, you only get what you give, don't give up. And I think that sums it up right there. You just got what
What's that song called again? Is it three? Is it Eagle Eye Cherry?
You know, you only get what you give by the something. Get what you give by Radical or...
I'll try and get it if you want.
I think it's Radical.
Why don't you talk to Tim?
Oh, Tim, God, we can't get any worse here. Tim, what do you reckon about this one, snot spots?
It can get any worse, trust me.
Okay, take us there, Tim.
All right, back in high school, we had a young bloke, you know, as a young kid, you wipe your nose across your sleeve of your jumper.
Yeah.
He preferred to go from, put his whole palm on his nose and wipe up his face.
So he pushed the snot from his nose to his forehead.
Pretty much all the way to his forehead. It looked like a snail had just evacuated from his nose and gone straight up the middle of his face.
Oh, poor kid. No one had taught him.
No, we stood there and just pointed and laughed. It was the easiest thing to do.
Oh, Tim. Kids are just gross, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is Tom. Tom, this is your topic, mate, so don't leave me here chatting about snot with Tim. I'm done.
I thought you might want to hear some of
You
Only Get What You Give.
Yeah, definitely just play a song, mate, just to avoid.
Is this it?
Yeah. Hey. But yeah, I think you... Yeah, play it out. A little bit to the chorus.
Okay.
The chorus of this song sums up your radio career in a way, but particularly this segment, Snot Spots.
Here we go. Everybody now.
There it is, Tom. As I said, you get what you give, and you gave us rubbish, and you got rubbish. We're going to end the show here. Are we done?
Absolutely.
Yeah, what a show.
If you want to catch up on anything on tonight's show, it was a bloody fun one. You can check it out at iTunes. You just search Tom and Ollie. Head to triplem.com.au. We also love to hear your stories on Facebook, so make sure you get in touch. Just search Tom and Ollie on there.
All right, Tom, why don't you go home tonight and think about what you've done. Think about your actions, okay? Have a good look in the mirror. And just think about who you want to be in the future. Because next week,
mate,
you need to bring something better than Where Do You Hide Your Frickin' Snot.
We'll get the new Radicals, You Get What You Give, to play us out a little bit more. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We'll see you next week.
Have a good
Monday.
One. Bye.
See you guys.